Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you today. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Today we celebrate the seventh Sunday after Trinity. It's also Vicar Golden's last day with us, last Sunday with us. You need a little help moving later this week. We can talk about that later. But it's been a great year. We have our Vicar farewell tonight, 5 to 7. Details are in the news and notes. Couple of details on our service for today, our opening hymn, number 849, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 3, page 184 and following. The propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. Readings are on the back page. Brief outline of the service is on the edge. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the abundance of blessings that you shower down upon us day after day after day. We thank you most especially for the bread of life that comes down from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, as Jesus miraculously fed the 4,000, you teach us that you care not only for our soul, but also for our body. Heavenly Father, build in us a faith, a hope, a trust that clings to you in any and every situation. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 849.
Divine Service, setting 3, page 184, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
As you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins in the name of Jesus, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings to death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time we sing together the introit as found in the bulletin.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson for the seventh Sunday after Trinity comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon, the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual as found in the bulletin. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. The epistle lesson comes from the book of Romans, chapter 6. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, "Seven." And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, seven baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism.
May be seated for our hymn of the day, hymn number 819, Sing Praises to God, the Highest Good.
Thank you. name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we are preparing to leave Nebraska. Preparing to leave our apartment. Preparing for the final year of seminary. We'll do our best. 1 year of moving when I was trying my best, I unhitched the car trailer from the U-Haul. But in order to do that, you need to take the car off first. The problem was I didn't. I moved many times before. I should know better. I could do nothing but stand there and watch my car and trailer attached scrape and grind and roll down the driveway to hit the curb. Vicar-elect Steele is preparing for a year of vicarage here, and he will do his best to prepare the morning coffee. But even after preparing it 100 times, he too, like me, will just make an urn full of coffee grounds for our pastors to enjoy. Your pastors, they continue to do their best to prepare sermons, prepare services, Bible studies, for you to hear God's Word in all its truth and purity. Doing their best. But as I have learned, there are some people they will never see again. You'll help prepare too. You'll help prepare a safe place to reassemble Sunday school, Bible studies, fellowship. You'll continue to do your best, and people will slander you. People will mock you. You're just trying to prepare to make it safe. And many people will not feel safe. Everyone is preparing for the upcoming fall and winter, the school year, the harvest, the upcoming flu season. You'll get your flu shots. You'll get your vaccines. And yet, some will be sick. Some will suffer. You'll try your hardest, and yet there will be failures. Frustrations will mount. You'll get angry. You'll suffer. Others will suffer. You may even want to quit. Quit it all. Pastors, vicars, Christians, I quit. I just can't take it anymore. I've done my best, and it's not worth it. Well, if you quit, no one at church will ever see you again. Not in this world, and perhaps not in the next. After cutting off the hearing of the Word of God, are you prepared for the type of judgment that awaits you? Our gospel reading today ends with the feeding of the 4,000. Ends with it. Because first, there is this big, huge church service. Jesus Christ at the head of the service, preaching, teaching, healing, forgiving 4,000 people for 3 days. How would you prepare for such an event? Grab what you can when you hear Jesus is in town. Round up the kids, grab your sick relatives, and fill your sacks with food. I'm sure they did their best. Maybe they brought enough food for a day or two. Maybe they thought they could get some food along the way. As best as they attempted to prepare, preparations fell short. The crowd at the end of this three-day church service had no food, and they were in a desolate place. Jesus does not say, "Well, you should have known better." Jesus had compassion on them because Jesus knew them deep inside, each and every single individual, exactly what they needed. Perfect preparations were about to be made. Jesus prepares a feast for them, not with pots or pans, not with stoves or ovens or kitchens, but Jesus prepares a feast to fulfill his people's needs, just like he will at the end of our church service. Jesus prepares a feast with words. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. What our gospel teaches us about Jesus today is so very simple. Jesus saw the needs of the congregation that day. Jesus had compassion on the congregation that day. And Jesus immediately provided for the congregation's needs after their best preparations had failed. They were about to face a long journey home, some of them from far away. Some were likely to faint, and some were likely to die. But preparations had been made by Jesus Christ to sustain them. Jesus nourished their body after 3 days of nourishing their souls. The Christians ate and were satisfied. This is not a meager satisfaction. Fully satisfied. Like after a Thanksgiving meal, satisfied. Like after completely recovering from an illness, satisfied. Like when the Word of God in a pastor's sermon makes a light bulb go on in your head. Satisfied. Like looking onward to God's children in their baptism as you know their sin is being washed away. Satisfied. Like hearing God's word for you, that for Jesus Christ's sake, he forgives you all of your sin. The satisfaction of divine debt paid in full. That kind of satisfied. Jesus prepared a church service to satisfy all needs of body and soul for that congregation. And you, my friends and visitors here at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, are part of that very same congregation. This was not a one-time deal. Not too long before that day, Jesus prepared a similar feast, a similar church service for 5,000 families. Jesus continues to provide. Jesus and his preparations for you continued on from that day, that church service. It included a long, hard road to death. Laughed at by others, yet Jesus did not quit on you. Having been arrested, having been beaten, Jesus didn't quit on you. And he even had the power to quit. Instead, he chose you, and he chose to continue his preparations for you. Even though he knew exactly what was in store for him, Jesus chooses you by enduring pain beyond belief. Not just physical, bodily pain of being nailed to a cross, bleeding to death, and having his lungs collapse in suffocation. But also, my dear friends, taking on the cup of wrath from the Father. A just God demands satisfaction of debt. The holy, perfect blood of the Son of God was your only hope. He just didn't quit. He even knew that you even may have trouble believing this. So preparations continue. After descending into hell to proclaim victory over Satan, rises from the dead to show you his scars in his hands and in his side, and in glory ascends into heaven to continue preparations for you, securing your name into the book of life and preparing that glorious place for you to spend eternity. But what about today? What about this church service? You are in the same congregation. What are the preparations for you today? Well, you've already learned that you cannot prepare to save your own soul, just as much as I've learned I cannot prepare coffee right every time. The same goes for all of us. We cannot prepare to save ourselves, body or soul. So, the perfect preparations are made for you, a free gift. Jesus prepares for you and provides for both. Prepares for you an eternity, complete satisfaction for you today. Jesus has prepared and provided the Word of God for your ears. Even before today, even before this church service, God's Word has driven you here. Here where you begin in repentance. In confession, we begin with the miracle of faith given to us. And in confession, because we are poor, miserable sinners. For that moment, Jesus had prepared already. In his word, Jesus Christ prepares a ministry. A ministry in which pastors are called in their vocations to say the sweetest words ever prepared for you. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake, forgives you all your sins. Because Jesus took actions that matches his word. Actions that say, don't punish my people. I have compassion on them. Punish me instead. The pastor continues in the beginning of the service then, by the command of Jesus Christ himself, forgives you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because 2,000 years ago, your sins died there on that cross, guaranteed since your baptism, gone. And on a glorious day in the future, we will rise with Jesus Christ to the place He has prepared for us. We have been prepared for. We've been forgiven at the beginning of church service. Your soul, then, is now prepared by the Word for the feeding of the Word. And it keeps coming today in our readings, in the liturgy, in our hymns, and in our sermon. And finally, in the feast. Prepared for you by the Word of God, added to simple bread and wine, is the preparation of the feast for all saints. The very same body and blood of Christ that was sacrificed for you 2,000 years ago prepares you today for eternity. The very real Jesus Christ is given to you right here. Absolute heaven on earth. Your souls are saved and nourished by Christ. But what about your bodies? What if you're hungry? What if you're thirsty? Well, who among you would turn down the person next to you if they lost their job and needed groceries? Who among you would not provide that? What if I needed shoes and I couldn't afford them? Is there anyone among you who would not offer to provide that? Or if someone in the congregation loses their home, who among you would turn down a request for them to stay in your home? No one. Jesus Christ has given the saints of Good Shepherd true faith with His Word. I know this because the fruit of your faith is plentiful. Any one of you, I've learned, would give me the shirt off your back. Even me, the vicar who is about to leave you, has been abundantly provided for in all times of need. In times that I didn't even mention my need. But Jesus Christ had compassion on me. And He knew what my family needed. And you, the body of Christ, did His work. Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. Doing your best must continue. Your Lord Jesus Christ never quit on you. Be steadfast as the word of the Lord has been for you. Keep your faith fueled. Continue to be filled with God's word. It is the perfect preparation, body and soul, for your eternal life. And now, we have to prepare to leave Nebraska, our apartment. We have to prepare to safely get through our final year in seminary. But we don't have to prepare to leave you. This is Christ's church. There are no goodbyes. Instead, I'll see you later. I'll see you later at the feast of our Lord in the glorious place where we'll be joined again. Amen. We continue our service of the Word with the offertory on page 192. Please stand.
Every new life, Spirit, with.
A word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us online. We pray God's blessings through His word and His gifts. We continue now with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, "Hear our prayer." Remember, Lord, your promise to be a rock of refuge for your baptized children. Be gracious to us. Create in us humble and contrite hearts, that we might always cry out to you for mercy. Fill us with your love. Grant us renewal by your Holy Spirit, that we may always abide in Jesus Christ, our Savior, beholding his glory in his holy word and sacraments, and being made well by the same. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, your promise to send workers into your vineyard. Remember also all those whom you have already sent. Make your face shine on them so that through their faithful service, the eyes of those blind to your mercy may be open to see the salvation that they have in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the year of service for Vicar Golden and pray your blessings upon he and his family next year and as you use him mightily in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, our nation and its leaders. Guide them in the direction you would have them go, that law and order, peace and prosperity, truth and justice, religion and piety may dwell in our land. Remember also those who serve in our armed forces, that they would serve with integrity and honor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, the elderly, the shut-in, the homebound. Provide them with compassionate and loving caregivers. And bless nursing homes throughout our land. Send pastors to bring them Christ through his holy word and sacraments. And sustain all those who remain isolated. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, those who are sick, hospitalized, in treatment, undergoing surgery, recovering, or grieving the loss of loved ones, and all who are in any special need. Especially this day, we lay before you Greg, Ron, Janet, Dick, Barb, Vern, Robert, Andy, Julie, Daryl, Sherry, Jeff, the father of Pastor Schlauman, Sheldon, Victoria, and the family of Vicar-elect Steele. Comfort them with your presence. Sustain their faith through your gracious promises. And bring healing to them as you will and know best. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, those who come to the holy altar this day to receive the medicine of immortality and the Holy Supper. Fill all who partake of your Son's very body and blood with his life and love, that they may depart in his peace, which surpasses all understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have instituted marriage and blessed it. We ask your blessings upon Audrey Rich and Isaiah Armbrecht, who were joined together in holy matrimony yesterday at our altar. Bless them that their love for each other would never grow weary, but deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, your promise to fill the wedding banquet of your Son and his bride, the church, with guests clad in white robes. For those who have gone before us and now rest from their labors, we give you thanks and praise. Bring us with them to the day of our Lord's glorious return, that we may all receive the eternal inheritance you have prepared for us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
body of Christ given for you.
Blood
of Christ given for you.
Shed for you.
Depart now in peace and joy.
Thank you.
Christ.
Take the drink of the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Not our
blood of Christ.
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. We stand.
Oh,
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
May be seated for our closing hymn, 774, Feed Thy Children, God Most Holy, 774. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements and one presentation before we dismiss. If you can get the Good Shepherd News and Notes when you came in, encourage you to do so. A lot of activities are picking up. Choir will be picking up again second Wednesday in August, I believe. We'll continue our family Bible study, kind of a combination of Bible study and Sunday school. Went very, very well last week, and we look forward to continuing that. If you you notice we didn't pass the collection plates or attendance pads, that's taken care of when you come in. If you didn't see the offering box, you could hit that on the way out. Our special mission offering for this month is the Haiti Lutheran Mission Society. There's envelopes, newsletters, and other information about the Haiti Mission Society as well. We have a Red Cross blood donation coming up early in August. There's an insert for that. Keep that in your prayers, and if you can participate, that is a great way to show and to share our love for one another.
For the confirmands who were confirmed this year in the church office, there is a copy of the group photo, or I guess not group photo,
composite. But
composite photo, and also a CD or DVD of all the pictures as well. So feel free to pick one of those up as well. They're in the church office.
And we've had several people ask about confirmation as well. We're shooting for the first Wednesday in September to have in-room, in-person classes for that. Bob, come on down. As you know, you heard at the beginning, this is Vicar's last Sunday among us. We have Vicar Roast. Well, we're not doing a roast, sorry. Vicar, farewell tonight. A lot of changes in 2020, but farewell. Bring your own food, 5 to 7 this evening. And one last thing that I failed to mention before, and I'm not sure who's watching on or listening, but on the news and notes, the very last thing, there's a secret card shower that is being announced. So check that out, and just encourage you to participate in that if you can. That's the very last thing in our news and notes. Bob?
Richard Ann, 5 days from now you shed that title. You become seminarian again, and Lord willing, if you keep your nose clean, before too many more months pass, it'll be Pastor Golden. Then you can talk about the Golden Rule. I want to send you away with a little piece of Good Shepherd. If you notice the wall that the cross is on, that stone used to be the south side of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, part of it.
And
we saved some of that stone, and it's running out. But I want you to take away a piece of the Good Shepherd Church with you. And so we have this little piece of the rock, which says Daniel. And incidentally, it took a little doing to find out your middle name. It's Scott. Daniel Scott Golden, Vicar, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 1 August 2019 to 31 July 2020. And then it says, may God keep you doctrinally rock solid and bless all the days you faithfully preach and teach the story of the Rock of Ages. A little interesting piece of trivia. Nearly 1,200 times the word rock is used in Scripture one way or another. Also, that rock, that particular limestone, is the limestone formation that was at the place of the crucifixion at Calvary and the slab on which the body of Jesus was placed after the crucifixion. So there's some history in that particular rock formation. And now you're a part of the history of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and we hope to see you and your family quite often. Dan, if it wasn't for the virus, I would shake hands, but you can't knuckle bump and all that stuff, but I'm going to break the rules.
Thank you, Bob. And as we dismiss, please be reminded, we'll dismiss from the back to the front. If you're staying for Bible study, you can shoot right into the fellowship hall. We didn't have any problems last week at the drink counter as far as people socially distancing and finding a spot at the tables. Please be orderly and respectful in that way. Also, if you're not staying for Bible study, we can't congregate in the narthex. We need you to move outside. Pastor, anything else? All right. 5 to 7 tonight for the vicar. Drinks provided. Bring your own food. Have a great day and week in Jesus.